would say, you gotta fight for what's right. To her, I would say, I wanna give back the world some light. But it's an empty road. I feel so alone. I forgot what I'm fighting for. When the weight of the world keeps you up at night. When you're running with no end in sight, thought you would never find the light you lost inside, that you could find with Christ. You wanna change the world, but you don't know where you should start. But you can't give your all unless you let God inside your heart. Oh, when the road gets rough, just look up above. You will find God in the stars. When the weight of the world keeps you up at night, when you're ready with no end in sight, thought you would never find the light you lost inside, that you could find with Christ. Been running in the dark, just trying to heal your scars. Tried everything but turn to God. Cause it all starts with you. If you want breakthrough, you're gonna need God to find your truth. When the weight of the world keeps you up at night. When you're running with no end in sight, thought you would never find the light you lost inside, that you could find with Christ. If you're one with Christ,
good evening, Patriots. And tonight we're going to cover a whole bunch of stuff on the solar eclipse on the 8th of April. And that's why we have Michelle here with us tonight. Hi, Michelle.
I feel like I would be here anyway sometimes.
I know that. But this is like your whole thing. You're more expert on this than anybody I know.
Well, I don't know about that, but I am fairly excited. I've been waiting 7 years for this.
No.
So I heard some newscaster guy today say that he's been waiting for it for 20 years. I can't say that, but 7 is a long time, I think.
It's a while.
So yeah, it's I know a little bit. And honestly, recently I have been learning a lot more that I didn't know. So we're going to share that with you guys as well. So I know Scott had found some stuff and I've got some stuff ready to go. The significance of this event is not something to be dismissed. This is earth shattering. I mean, it has been written in the stars from the beginning of time, this celestial event. And I don't think that just saying, oh, it's just another solar eclipse, and oh, it's kind of a cool thing to participate in or look at or whatever, that's not enough, especially given the times that we're living in.
Something crazy about the times we're living in?
A little bit. Doesn't it feel crazy to you?
Yeah. A little bit crazy. We have a Biden that's not Biden. We had half the time a Trump that wasn't Trump.
Yep.
We have blue tie, red tie Trump, black tie Trump. I don't know what's going on. We've got Jared, who's part of Mossad. That's pretty good.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
As if they didn't get enough of the Michelle Scott team yesterday with
Did
5 hours
everybody?
of shows.
I just want to know if
Yeah.
everybody saw that link today that I sent out to a few people. And it's on the Shadow Ezra account on X. There was a movie done.
What?
You see that I sent that to you?
Well,
there was a movie done of an attack in the exact place in Russia, in the exact scenario that a bunch of terrorists went in and killed a bunch of people and lit the building on fire. And they did it indeed in Hollywood.
huh.
We filmed it in the exact place.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Of course you're not, because you're Scott Kesterson.
I mean, you can't get any crazier than that, right?
So can we start with something not newsy real
yeah.
quick? There's two things. I have good news and bad news.
Oh, okay.
All right. So bad news, sad news. Our beloved Chimaine Nugent and Ted have lost their dog, Happy. And I cried watching her Instagram post of their dog. I was literally like, I mean, I'm like, oh, shoot, I have to fix my makeup for tonight's show. And I texted her right away and I'm like, I'm crying and my heart is breaking for you. And this is just terrible, because I think, I mean, most people can sympathize with, and their dog's name was Happy.
So let me add some dimensions to this.
Yeah.
Ed was actually in the hospital this morning.
Oh,
it was so disturbing to him. He just ended up with a whole bunch of just high tension stuff. This was his best friend.
Next to Chimaine, yes.
Well, yeah, next to Chimaine, but this was his hunting partner.
Yeah, I know.
And this was Ted's major hunting partner. Like, he went everywhere. I know Nikki's put up that Instagram reel. It's beautiful. Really, really nicely done. You can find it on, we have it over at the Bards Nation community site. And
great
Nikki put
site.
It up.
Everyone there. Should be on.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place to hang out if you want to go hang out on a really cool social media site for Bards Nation. And
it's
anybody else who wants to be part of the cool crowd. Right?
Right.
So, yeah, really sad. So I do want to lift up some prayers for Ted and Chimaine, because this is a big loss. This is, for Ted especially, this is, Ted is rocker Ted, but Ted has a hold when it comes to his animals and his family. He really
does.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just do that real quick. You want to leave that?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Ted and Chimaine and what they're doing in this fight for freedom and truth, and the fact that they are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're unashamed of spreading truth in the face of complete and utter lies. I thank you for their boldness. And I just lift their hearts up to you right now, because there is a hole that is left when our four-legged furry loved ones cross over the rainbow bridge that can't be described and can only just be loved through. And so we just love them, and we wrap them in your arms and in our arms of prayer, Lord God. And I just pray that you heal, and you heal Ted from the inside out, from a wound that cuts really, really deep. And be with Chimaine and be with Ted. And I just pray that out of this, that the spirit of happy and happiness that only comes from you, Father God, will just surround them in their home and in their lives, and that there will be, I'm just seeing literally a flower springing up from the earth from where Happy is buried, and that's symbolic of something that's going to grow and bloom out of their lives as a result of this. And I just thank you, Father God, for the blessings that they have been to us and to so many, and I just pray that you pour back blessings onto them, especially through this kind of trial and hardship. We know when we let animals into our lives, at some point this day is going to come, but it does not make it any easier at all. And so I just thank you, Father God, that you're going to be with them, and the Holy Spirit surrounds them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, I just want to thank you for Ted and Chimaine, the friendship that they are. They're just beautiful people, and the opportunity I've had to actually break bread with them at their dinner table. Really just amazing people, and I know how dear these animals are to Ted and how much he loves all of his animals.
Amen.
And so just pray just a blessing over him. I pray a blessing of health, a blessing of rejuvenation, and just a blessing of the heart of Jesus, just to continue to flow through him. And Father, is also going to pray a blessing of inspiration to write something amazing. I don't know that most people know that his dear friend was Fred Bear, and his song Fred Bear was dedicated to Fred Bear. after his death. And so just Father, just pray that there's an inspiration that comes to his creative place, and just he creates something just as magnificent as that song, just in memory to also to inspire others as he continues to inspire so many, both for his passion for music and his passion for freedom. We just pray that blessing upon the Shemaine, upon Shemaine and Ted and the whole family. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So,
Let me just add
I
one.
have it. I have it up.
You have it.
I want to share it.
Okay.
I want to show it because it's really great. It's not that long.
All right, go. Oh, the video. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Yeah.
go ahead. Does it? But does it work on? Does
Well,
it have
it's
any
like a
audio
best
too?
friend, but more.
Can you wait? Let
It's
me
the one
let me
person in the
share. Hang
world who
on.
knows.
Let me pause it so then we reshare my audio with Scott so that it can go out to Podbean so we're not just sitting in silence
Yeah, thank
here.
you.
But I literally was watching it and I'm just crying. So you guys get to listen to the music and to the overlay of the words, but it's really, really fantastic.
You better than anyone else. As someone who makes you a better person. Actually, they don't make you a better person. You do that yourself because they inspire you. A soulmate is someone who you carry with you forever. And no matter what happens, you'll always love them. Nothing can ever change that.
Trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith.
I'm tearing up again, and I already watched it once. But like, my heart goes out to them. It just does, you know. That's all you can say. So, we love you, Shemaine. We love you, Ted. And just praying for you
Absolutely.
guys. When you lose a little dog, you know, it's I think that people that aren't dog people, they don't get it, and that's okay. But if you're a dog person, you get it. You get it. So.
Yeah, you do. Hey, so let me just say something real quick on this, because I would tell you what would Ted would really want if you were wanting to do something for in honor of Happy, if you're so compelled. Go to hunternation.org, hunternation.org, and join.
Oh, that's good.
And that would be fantastic to do that. Hunter Nation is an advocate group for hunting and for the preservation of the Second Amendment. And they are a solid Christian organization. I am now active part of the group, which I'm very happy to be. I was very honored to be invited in by Ted and Shemaine. So if you want to do something in honor of them and just as thanks for what they do, just go over to hunternation.org. I think it's $35 or something for a full year
Oh,
membership.
wow. That's huge.
So just, and you can get another, there's two different membership size types. I mean, one is $100, I think one is 35, I don't, something like that. Anyway, check it out. I don't, yeah, there it is. Annual members 35, base annual members or a sportsman member is $100. So you can see what the difference is. But anyway, check it out. That'd be a great way to really support or just do something in honor of Happy. If you understand this, if you really know how much Ted hunts and loves to hunt, I think if you're a bow hunter or any hunter for that matter, if you just listen to the song Fred Bear, you will get the passion that man has for hunting. It's amazing. And he lives it, he loves it, and Happy was his best friend. He was right there with him all the time. And that's what that montage, when you get a chance, if you're on Podbean, you didn't see it tonight, you get a chance to see it. It's really amazing. So what's the good news?
So
Is
let me
that
finish because I have the website up here. So they also have gear. They have t-shirts. They've got a hat. Am I the only one that feels like this looks like the International Harvester logo, but Hunter Nation, very similar logo there, but they have a keychain. I mean, it's cool stuff. So not only can you join, but you can buy their gear as well, which is super awesome. So you guys
really
can check
good.
that out. Okay, so the good news, here we go. It's my mom's birthday. So
Oh my goodness.
it's Patriot Galler's birthday. There's a picture. That's actually Michelle. And my mom, I'm going to embarrass her a little bit here. That's her high school picture right there. I think she looks a lot like Leah. My mom actually has green eyes. This picture doesn't show that. Makes them look brown like Leah and I have. There's my
I'm
mom.
gonna tell you,
Literally, the little.
it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because there's about a 2 or 3 minute delay between Podbean and Rumble. So
Yeah.
like I'm sitting with you, and then you say this, and I look to my right to see the screen on Rumble so I can see it. And it's still back on the
Oh, I
merch.
see. You can fast forward it. You can catch up with it. Just slide the
Am
little
I there?
slider. It won't be 2 or 3 minutes. Just slide the slider.
Oh, there it is.
So
Well, there it is. Okay.
this right there, the little toe head that my mom's touching, that's Leah. The little bun in the oven, that's me. Right there.
Oh, check.
So that's my mom. That's my half brother and my two cousins that are like my brothers. I think I got one more here. This is awesome. Nope. Oh, I guess that's it. Those are the ones I have. So anyway, so happy birthday to my mom. She has been through so much, and you guys have been there with us every single step of the way, Bards Nation and the Resistance Chicks family. And I just want to say thank you so much. We had a phenomenal day. We had a fish dinner. We rearranged the living room. My mom and I had a lot of fun doing that this morning. First thing this morning.
Where was Leah?
So Leah was doing a pet visit. Leah didn't want us to rearrange the living room. She said, just wait till I get back. And as soon as Leah walked out the door, my mom gets up and she takes her little walker. She seems like a little old lady, but she's not. It's just funny because she has to use this walker. And so she takes her walker over, like unspoken words, sits down in the chair as if to say, Leah's gone, let's rearrange. And I was like, let's go, kind of like rolling up the sleeves. And I had to move a baby grand piano a little bit and move these two giant couches, and we got it done. And so that was super awesome. And it's the little things. My mom took a shower today and stood up the whole time, which, you know, I know that doesn't sound like much, but when you have almost died twice, it's a big deal.
Yeah, so that is a true statement. That's not an exaggeration either, by the way. It was a very, very touch and go there for a few days. So very happy birthday
Happy birthday to my mom. And we opened presents
to
and
Michelle.
awesome things. And I made chicken wings from scratch today with an awesome sauce that actually turned out great. And Matt brought home this big old giant piece of cod, and I cut it up and fried it. And I told y'all, because we had fish twice, because yesterday we had fish. I told you about the awesome probiotic tartar sauce. Made that again today because my mom wanted fish for the second day in a row.
Probiotic starter sauce.
It's the greatest thing ever. I told you I have
Can I?
fermented pickles and I made tartar sauce. It's probiotic tartar sauce.
That's right. Well, we have a birthday in our group.
Bear!
Bear's birthday today. The legacy of Bear. Did you know the Bear is Q?
No, I did not. No, I did
We're
not know that actually. That's good though. That makes sense why you said you were cued twice. That makes sense. And what
That's
it's
all.
really more disappointing that you weren't cued more if he's cue.
Right, I know, Bear, you can do your job very well. I'll tell you
Right.
right now. But no, it's
So,
happy birthday, Bear. Nice to
happy
have you.
birthday, Bear. What a great day to be born,
It is a
to
great
have
day.
been born. So, I have a
Yes.
beef, and I don't ever do this.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
No, I'm serious. This is a big deal. Okay. So after the show yesterday,
Here we go.
or today, it was at some point on Rumble,
Yes.
someone left the following comment. I've got it memorized almost. Okay, this is I'm
Oh,
ad-libbing here. What? Michelle needs to stop interrupting. I'm gonna go watch another show.
well, then go watch another show.
That's what I thought. But this is what I was thinking, Mr. Kesterson.
Yes.
I am in it's in do you do know that when you are born a younger sibling, there's a code of younger sibling that goes into your DNA?
It's called interrupting.
That's one of the codes.
Right, I know that. It's in your DNA.
I can't change who I am. You would might as well ask me to stop breathing.
I know. So here's my answer. It's always my same answer. We love you. We'll pray for you. If it doesn't fit, don't wear it.
That's good. If it doesn't fit, don't wear it.
You know, sorry. I mean, this is the show, and there's I here's another answer to you, not being offensive. The Resistance Chicks have a whole bunch of shows during the week, and they're long, and they're the same thing, and you can do that. And I have a week, and they're long, and they're twice a day, and you can do that. But in those occasions when we come together and the show changes a little bit, if that gets upsetting, I'm sorry,
So here's
but I'm
what I
not sorry.
wanted to know, though, from this viewer. Are they a Scott Kesterson viewer or a Resistance Chicks viewer? Because if you're a Resistance Chicks viewer, you should be used to it. And if you're a Scott Kesterson viewer, Well, then he came on my show, and that's how we run it. So
there it goes, right there.
This is a fair statement.
Like home turf. Yeah. Right there, home turf.
Home turf home advantage. Turf. Law of that's bigness. It.
Okay. Okay. Right, you know what? Let's start talking about something like, hey, how about an eclipse?
I'm so excited.
Watch this. Did you know that they have three, they call them LF and TEBS. One was in 2017, yes. Then 2023 and 2024. I didn't realize that. So the American LF actually is, and I'm trying to see the date of that. That's 2017. That was August 21, 2017. And then, so they have it three times. That's interesting. It happened, the letter Aleph, August 21st, 2017, August 14th, 2023, and then April 8th, 2024.
So I'm going to bring this up so that they can see it. I've got a full-size picture. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Then you have the American Tav, which is another American Hempton Tav, which is eclipses of 2017 and 2024. And the apex is over the area known as Little Egypt and closest town, Makanda.
What they're referring to, if you guys are watching on Rumble, and if you're not watching on Rumble, we can describe this. So Tav is the is a Hebrew letter or word, the beginning and the end, I think is what it is. And Tav is like it's almost like an X, but it's like a cross, right? And so when they say there was this Tav, you're looking at the two total solar eclipses of, I think, 2017 and 2024. And then when you add the extra one that happened, it literally makes the Hebrew letter or word Aleph. You can see that on the screen right now.
So there's two complete, I think everybody knows this, but the two major eclipses that this is lining up with is 2017 and 2024.
Yeah.
But in between, there was another one
last
year.
Right.
And that other one last year went really kind of from the Northwest down to into Central America.
Yeah.
And that when you take those three together, you create the letter Aleph.
Yes.
Okay, then it's a left on its side. Then when you take I'm looking at which ones it is. So when you take this one, which is a 2017 and the 2024, you create the letter Tav. And when you, and they call it the American Tav. And then when you take the 2023 and the 2024 eclipse, you create the Texas letter. It's what they call the Texas Tav. Mm-hmm. How's that? So anyway. But there's more to this.
Revelation 22:13 would be, I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do these his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of the city. So these are that's the Aleph and the Tav, these symbols here.
All right. So let's do a full overview, because I just kind of jumped in the middle of that. And if that's people don't know what they're doing, scratching their head, like, what in the world?
They can see I mean, the podcasters can't see it, but it's like an X and a sideways A, if you can envision that.
All right. So let me just start with just this piece. You sent this to me. I'm going to read it real quick. Just a couple paragraphs and then you can take it from here. How's that?
Okay.
It says important info. It says, and this is the copied from an article. It says, I'm not claiming to know exactly what all this means, but I think it's important enough for all of us to be aware that this is happening and pray for wisdom in this area. On April 8th this year, there will be an eclipse. One singular eclipse is pretty amazing, but this one is actually the last of a three-part series that has so much meaning behind it. It is important to know that God said that he would use the sun, moon, and stars to communicate with us. Genesis 1:14. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be the signs and for the seasons and for the days and years. Luke 21:25. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. So now that you know that God said that he would use the sun, moon, and the stars to communicate, let's break it down. And then it goes into the three parts of the three series. So I'm going to let you go. Take it from there.
Okay. So there is so much to this. Let me pull it, because I don't have all this memorized, because as I was going through all of this, even my mind was blown. I was like, oh my gosh, God, what have you done? Like, this is... It's it's one of those things where you just kind of like, I can't even wrap my brain around this. Okay, so
Can I jump in real quick? Because something we didn't do, we should have done right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, this eclipse event, if you want to register for the eclipse event, which is going to be like, you need to go to bardsfest.com. Bardsfest.com. I'm subliminally programming you. And so you will now, when you wake up in the morning, if you don't do it tonight, you'll be so compelled to go to bardsfest.com. And you'll find that right there, there literally are two sign-up buttons right there. One sign-up button is for Ohio, and one sign-up button is for Texas. And in the Ohio event, that's going to be in Brookville, Ohio. And on the Texas event is going to be in Kimato, Texas. Now, Pastor Ron Parker is running the Texas event with a fantastic team, including Stephen McWhirter, who's going to be singing his latest song.
That's awesome.
And we're on our side up in the Ohio event. We have a super cool team because it includes me and the Resistance Chicks and Pete Santilli and Pastor Devin Eastball and Apostle Greg Davis and the Revolutionary Revivalists, which is Little Leah and Abigail, and Pastor Neil Peterson, and probably some other people too.
And we're definitely going to have other speakers added to that list. We just needed to push the flyer out.
Both of these events start, and we need to get that flyer updated. But anyway, both of these events start on Sunday night at 5 p.m. That's Sunday, April 7th, and it'll be worship and repentance, and it'll be prayer, and it's going to be just fantastic. And we're just going to go as long as Holy Spirit leads. And then the next morning, we're going to start at 10 a.m. and we're going to go from 10 a.m. until Holy Spirit says to stop. And that's going to probably be all day and into the night. And we're going to do, guess what? It's a surprise. Here it is. We're going to do prayer, worship, and repentance.
Hey! And deliverance. I'm so excited.
Yes.
The repentance part especially. Woo-hoo!
We're going to repent for the nation, all of us. Good. So we want you there. And so we want you to come and join us and be part of the Aleph and the Tav.
Yes. Be part of the Aleph and the Tav.
So when you get there on the site, just click on what event you want to go to and then you ask for a recommended donation, donate what you can. It helps to pay for the cost of the event, which is kind of nice. And any extra excess proceeds will go to the purchase at Flemingsburg. So there you go. Okay. Now it's back to you.
That's huge. Okay. So,
what do you think the chances are that we'd ended up with a place like 2 hours south in Flemingsburg? That's pretty amazing.
Well, with God, the chances are pretty high.
But
right,
that would be but God.
So, let me go ahead and add this file here so that this runs the whole. No, I didn't do that right. I'll get that in a second. So, in 2017, the total solar eclipse that went from I got to look at my thing here again. It went from the northwest, where Scott's at, all the way to the southeast. This one is going from southwest to the northeast, making a giant X over the nation. So
we call it the Tav.
Exactly. In 2017, that total solar eclipse went through seven cities with the name Salem. Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, and Salem, South Carolina. Salem is a biblical name, and it means peace. So the significance of that is very interesting. Then this total solar eclipse goes through seven cities with the name Nineveh. Now, if you're familiar with the Bible story of Jonah, you know that Jonah was sent to Nineveh to ask the people, to warn the people to repent. Jonah was actually really upset because they did. And Jonah wanted destruction to come on them. So they repented. And here's the cool part. When a prophet comes and says, hey, repent or something bad's going to happen. You know what's so great about that? You can repent and stop the bad thing from happening. So good.
I'm going to add something, though. This is how wild this is. So people go, okay, so it's seven cities in the U.S. that have Nineveh. I got it. I was getting it. I just had a Nineveh moment. All right, but it's actually eight Ninevehs.
Did you know that? Ninevehs? No, I didn't.
Because there's seven in the U.S. and the final one, as it leaves, is in Nova Scotia.
Oh, that's right. That's right. No, I read that. You're right. I forgot about that. That's huge.
It's a possibility of that.
What, again,
I want you to go down there and say, I want some odds on these numbers. And you would be like walking at a rich man. and you'd be sinning at the same time. So you want to do that. The bad idea.
Oh, my gosh. You're awesome.
You'd have to repent for betting on the solar eclipse.
You would definitely have to do that. Okay.
I'd be like, God had said, I didn't ask you to create a sin to repent. I just wanted you to repent from where you are. It's a difference.
Yes, absolutely. Now, there's
create more sins, you get to repent. It's not a good idea.
Very true. There's a couple more cool things. One of the cities that it goes through is Rapture, Indiana. I know that's going to get all the end time people excited. And it goes over the Ark Encounter. Like, how cool is that? Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you've been to the Ark Encounter.
Oh, have I been to the Ark Encounter? That was fantastic. That was the greatest experience ever. So many words came. I wonder what happened if you were in the Ark. Like, would you? I don't even
know. I have no idea.
It'd be so cool. I get up top, like, we see it. What's happening?
Just go. Yeah, she can. She'll be fine.
What are you talking to? They can't see you on the Podbean. She is talking
I'm talking to Leah. I'm talking to Leah.
You mute yourself when you do that. You know.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay. I will mute myself. Because I do need to go over a couple more of these things, and then I got to go check on something upstairs. At the point where it crosses the 2017 eclipse to mark the center of the X is an area in southern Illinois called Little Egypt. What is even more fascinating about this is that Little Egypt is sandwiched between two other cities called Alpha, Kentucky and Omega, Illinois, both having the 2017 eclipse come over their cities. Furthermore, the intersections of the 2017 and 2024 solar eclipses occurs directly over the New Madrid fault line, a major seismic zone. An earthquake along this fault line could potentially destroy the U.S., that's not going to happen. Now, this is one of those things that I want to pull this up from the actual website.
This is the best quote of the night.
What?
Michelle interrupts herself, too.
I do. It's the worst. No, I do that, actually.
Yeah, I was like,
my brain gets all, I want to, I'm going to, oh, I'm opening this up in the wrong tab here. So I want you guys to be able to see this. The different eclipses that we were talking about, the American and the left, the Tav and the.
There's the Alpha, American the Tav and the Texas.
All right. Texas so I've got it up now. I think you guys are seeing it. Here we go. Hang on. Oh, I can pause. Scott, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, we're talking. Right. All right, thank you. All right, so here's the deal. I'm just going to walk through some of this stuff because it's pretty cool because we're kind of bouncing around a bit. But all right, so with the path of the last eclipse combined with the first two eclipses I'm reading from this really cool article, one in 2017 and the other in 2023, it will create the Hebrew letter over America that is a left up. And in Greek, it is the Alpha and Omega, both means the beginning and the end. God said in Revelation 21:6 that he is the beginning and the end, and this Aleph Tav is like his signature. Why would he use an eclipse to put his signature over America? Let's dig deeper. Ooh, this sounds like an adventure. Okay, so he used eclipses to warn nations of coming judgment so that the nation can repent of their sinful ways and come back to him. This happened with the story of Nineveh. God told Jonah to go to the wicked nation of Nineveh, I think I'm getting it right, and warn them about coming judgment. Jonah ran away from the assignment and while out at sea got swallowed by a whale that did not feel good and was in the whale for 3 days, in which he got bleached white, I believe. Jonah repented of returning, of running away, so the whale spit him up. That just does not sound like a good day. I don't care how you do that. Nineveh. All right. So I don't think that's a good day. You get barfed up by a whale. He then went to Nineveh and warned the people, but there was something that also happened while he was warning the people. An eclipse came over the land. In the 19th century, ancient tablets were discovered that described an eclipse called Ur-Sagali eclipse, where the totality of the eclipse landed right over Nineveh while Jonah was there preaching of the 40-day warning before the coming destruction. Because of this, the people realized that this was a sign from God, that what Jonah was saying was true, and they repented, and God spared their nation. It is amazing how much America mirrors Nineveh. If you don't see it, you may be part of the problem. To make this even more clear, or you're a part of the zombie apocalypse that's happening right now. To make this even more clear, this last eclipse on April 8th will be going over seven cities here in America called, yep, you guessed it, Nineveh. Honestly, didn't even know that we had any city here in the U.S. named by that here, but here we are. With the eclipse going over these cities, and there will be an eighth on the, as it goes out over it goes out called Nineveh. It's in Canada. So here are the cities: Nineveh, Texas; Nineveh, Missouri; Nineveh, Indiana. This will be the highest magnitude of the eclipse, a magnitude 1.023. The local time predicted for this occurs at 3:07 p.m. Nineveh, Ohio; Nineveh, Pennsylvania; Nineveh, Virginia; Nineveh, New York; and outside of the U.S., Nineveh, Nova Scotia. So this thing is pretty intense. So could this be that God is warning us just as he warned Nineveh? I would say if you didn't see that as a sign, you probably took the red pill. I mean, the blue pill, and you need to take the red pill fast and repent a lot. Or you took the shot, which is the same thing. There have been many Jonas in the past few years warning the nation that we need to repent and add this sign above our heads. We can't turn away from the fact that this is not a coincidence. But if you need more proof, let's keep going. The first part of this three-part eclipse series was in 2017. That path of the eclipse went over seven cities named Salem, which, here, get this, this is pretty amazing, which is short for Jerusalem, because Salem is at the end of Jerusalem. And where did that path take us? Salem, Oregon, which is literally the witch's pit of hell right there; Salem, Idaho; Salem, Wyoming; Salem, Nebraska; Salem, Missouri; Salem, Kentucky; and Salem, South Carolina. This is pretty amazing. So the mathematical chance of there being seven Salems with the first eclipse and seven Ninevehs in the third eclipse is unthinkable. But what about the second part of the eclipse? Now, let's just say that, first of all, I didn't know there was this many Ninevehs. I didn't know there was so many Salems. And I also, just the idea that the arc of this thing, let alone that there'd be seven in the country, that the arc of this thing would go through all of them is amazing. What's even more amazing when you think about this is how they're laid out. I mean, it's not like they're scattered all over the country. They're literally laid out in such an arc that in this arc, the sun can follow through them in one pass. That's amazing in itself. Okay, so perhaps the most striking piece of the second eclipse is the precise center line of the eclipse path exists. Precise center line of the eclipse path exits the U.S. directly over Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi means the body of Christ and is one of the only two towns named that in the world. Yep, just another one of them coincidences. But let's go back to the upcoming eclipse and dig even deeper. Jonah was giving a 40-day warning to Nineveh during the eclipse. If you look at our April 8th eclipse and fast forward 40 days, then you will get to May 18th, 2024, the day before Pentecost. The history of Pentecost is that the last spring fest that the Lord has given us, there are four in spring and three in fall. This is the day that the Lord sent the Holy Spirit down to all those who had accepted Christ. We are told that the restrainer, many believe this is the name of the Holy Spirit, will be removed before the tribulation. Could it be that this is a warning for that? I'm not sure, as that is a worldwide event and the eclipse will be just over North America, but it's something definitely to think about and pray about for more clarity and wisdom. No matter what, there are too many things lining up for it to be nothing. And so my job is to get the information out to you all so that you can at least be aware of these signs that God is giving us so that we can pray and pray about it. I 100% agree with that. That's good. Okay, so continuing with this, but let's keep going. From the start of the three-part eclipse to the end, it will be 7 years. God uses the numbers a lot to communicate with us, and seven has a ton of meaning. A few examples are, he created the world in 7 days. There will be 7-year tribulation. Seven is the most completion, is used for completion, etc. Six, this is this point number six he's making. Going back to how this correlates with Jonah and Nineveh's story, at the time of this eclipse, there will be another sign in the sky. It will take place under the constellation Cetus, which is the whale constellation. No, that's amazing. And not only will it pass through the cities, or the 8 cities in North America named Nineveh, it will also pass through Jonah, Texas. This is getting better by the second. Speaking of other towns it will pass through, these are some of the other city names that it will go right over. Rapture, Indiana. Williamston, Kentucky. This is where the Ark Encounter is located. The Ark Encounter is a full-size replica of Noah's Ark, which is mega cool, by the way. I've been in it. It's super cool. Eagle Pass, Texas, which is where we are having all the mass border issues. And by the way, the Kamado, Texas, is just right next to Eagle Pass, which is where Pastor Rod Parker is going to be. And the point where it crosses the 2017 eclipse to mark the center of the X is an area in southern Illinois called Little Egypt. What is even more fascinating about this is that Little Egypt is sandwiched between two other cities called Alpha, Kentucky, and Omega, Illinois, both having the 2017 eclipse come over their cities. Furthermore, the intersection of the 2017 and 2024 solar eclipses occurs directly over the New Madrid fault line. Well, we'll see what's going to happen to the United States. We'll turn into like 3 islands or something. A major seismic zone. An earthquake along this fault line would potentially destroy the U.S., making it one of the most perilous fault lines in the country. I have no idea if this will happen or not, but there are too many things here that are literally lining up to not share with everyone. And the seventh point here, which is kind of important. One more interesting fact is that there are 2,422 days in between the 2017 eclipse and the 2024 eclipse. If you look up 2422 in Strong's Concordance, a Bible concordance that has every word in the KJV, takes us to Exodus 1:19, which says, "The midwives answered Pharaoh, 'Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive.'" Why would this be of any significance? Well, to me, it reminds me of how Jesus said to his return would be like a woman in labor with the signs of his coming growing stronger and closer together. So I think Michelle's back with us. Hi, Michelle.
I am back. You just hit on all those points. Did you hit on the fact that the last time we had a pairing eclipse that I know of was in 1918 and 1925. Did you talk about that?
Nope, go ahead.
Okay, so what we mean by a pairing is they were exactly 7 years apart, and this total solar eclipse is also exactly 7 years apart from the 2017 to the 2024 total solar eclipse. And I'm trying to find the exact... there's a correlation on the days, and I'm trying to find this with the timing from the, I just found it. Date peculiarities of April 8th, 2024 and 2024 in general. Monday, like 2017, August 21st, USA eclipse and both the Mid-East cross eclipses. This eclipse also occurs on a Monday. It says it's the anniversary of the Titanic eclipse, the Titanic hybrid eclipse of 1912, April 17th, 60 hours after the sinking. It's very interesting. And the 2024 April 8th total eclipse are exactly 118 eclipse years apart, which is 40,902 days. It's the anniversary of the New World eclipse, of 1492. Oh, Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue, which occurred 9 days after Columbus landed in the Americas. And the 2024 April 8 eclipse are exactly 560 eclipse years apart. That's 194,104 days. Eclipse coverage in 2024 is 31% at Columbus landing site in the Bahamas. So it actually covers some of that site. The 500th anniversary of sighting of Manhattan in April 8th, 2024 is 9 days shy of exactly 500 years from the sighting of Manhattan Island by explorer Verrazano, April 17th, 1524. New York sees 90% coverage in the 2024 eclipse. And it's 400 years since the first Dutch colonists arrived in New York in 1624. The 100th anniversary of the end of the Indian Wars, 2024, is 100 years after the final USA Army skirmish with the Apache tribe, which ended more than 400 years of the North, 400 years of the North American conquest.
Hey, listen to this real quick.
I'm ready.
Is it the Titanic eclipse, you called it?
Yeah, because it was the year of the Titanic. It was 60 hours after the Titanic sunk.
So watch this. It's like the breaking of a curse. I just put in Ephesians 1:18.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
That's really good.
Land grab coming.
That's awesome.
Stop running.
Let's see.
Get your stakes, put them in the ground. Let's go.
You're killing me. There's a lot on this site. I'm going to put a link. To this, the American Eclipse, it's eclipsewitness.com/American-Eclipse-Judgment. I'll put that in the chat. This literally, it took me forever to read because I'm not the fastest reader in the world. And I kept going over all of these significant things about these eclipses. And they're just things that are worth noting. All individual and collective digits of 4/8/2024 eclipse are even numbers. This is the first time this has happened since a partial eclipse on June 6, 886 AD. So that's kind of interesting. Easter. It occurs 8 days after Easter, the closest any solar eclipse can astronomically occur to Easter. Easter is March 31st. Let's see. All three nations of North America. And this is actually really awesome. April 8th eclipse is the first total solar eclipse, and you may have read this already, to cross all three nations of Mexico, the United States, and Canada since their founding. You would have to go back to 664 AD for any path like that, like the path of 2024, to touch all three nations. And it won't happen again until 2316.
This is like one of these events, like if you're a non-believer, you got a big choice to make right now.
And that's so true.
I'm going to tell you, you better get on your knees and start meeting Jesus right now.
No, it's so true. It's the last U.S. eclipse for a long while. It will be the last complete solar eclipse in the United States for 20 years until August 22nd, 2044. That's interesting. 8222044. This will be the longest stretch without an eclipse in the United States since 1782. It goes through the most states. I think in 2017, the U.S. eclipse covered 14 states. This one outdoes it by one. It covers 15 states. This is interesting. It crosses more metropolitan populations across nations of Mexico, the United States and Canada, and Mexico, the United States and Canada, than any other complete solar eclipse in the history of the Western Hemisphere. So that means it's going through cities, big cities. Right. I find that significant because we all know how God feels about those big old cities. Let's see. Well, this is interesting. It exits at St. John's. The eclipse exits North America at St. John's, Newfoundland. St. John's is the oldest city in Canada and one of the oldest European settlements in the New World, founded by the British in 1497. St. John is in... as in St. John, as in the Book of Revelation. Everybody's trying to correlate this to the end times, which I don't mind. It's fine. So Uvalde, again, the eclipse passes over the town of Uvalde since the site of the massacre of 19 school children in 2022. Again, kind of looking at judgment. So, and I think there's a correlation to Waco, to JFK, to LBJ. The eclipse passes over the birthplace of LBJ because he was an awesome president. Just kidding.
He's repenting. Great.
It passes over the ranch of George Bush. So we're just kind of looking at some places where God may have some judgment. The space shuttle Columbia, the Clintons, the birthplace of Bill Clinton.
He's going over George Bush with a vacuum cleaner on this one, I'm telling you.
And the birthplace of Bill Clinton. So there's just a lot going on in this. And I want to point something out here, okay? This is really important for anybody that is just like, no, I'm just going to stay home. And, you know, I live in an area like, okay, so I live in an area, Cincinnati, that's going to get 99% to totality, okay? But I was watching a clip where the forecaster was like, but it's not enough. It doesn't matter if you're in 99%, because so many people be like, no, I'm really close. I get like 80%, 85%, 99%. It's enough. Guys, it's not enough. Okay. There, and this was the cool thing that he said. And I wish I had saved, I was actually listening to my mom listen to it, so I have no idea where it's at. So just please believe him if you're not going to believe me and I'm quoting him. He said, there's something that happens that everything changes. And he said the same thing that I've said to you guys, I'm going to say it again. Everything goes dark. The temperature drops by 20 degrees. Complete silence. The stars come out in the middle of the day. Okay. I mean, it's so wild. Everything stops. And he was just trying to emphasize, he's like, guys, there's a reason why people start, once you've been through one, a lot of times you kind of become a chaser of these things. But if you, so many people are like, yeah, I saw it. It wasn't a big deal. If you saw it and it wasn't a big deal, you were not in the path of totality. The fact that Rod Parker's event is going to be down there in Eagle Pass, which is the longest duration of the total solar eclipse, and is going to be the entrance of it coming into the United States. You guys, if you live anywhere near there, you need to get there. And you can register for that one at bardsfest.com. We are not going to have as long of a duration as they will have. And I don't even think it's a matter of north and south, Scott. I think it's a matter of when you're in the center of it. The more centered you are in the path of totality, the longer, I'm almost positive of this, the longer you'll have. But we're still going to have like 3 minutes of totality. So
right.
Now would be a good time, since I'm hyping this up. I want to play a clip from these people. And this is good for Podbean, because even if you're not watching, you still get the excitement of the guy that's recording the video. It's hilarious. He is so, I think this is a flight that people got on specifically to fly to see the eclipse, right? It's not just a random airplane flight. Like, they were like, I'm going to take an airplane flight to see the eclipse. I mean, people do this. They probably paid big money, right, to do this. And he gets so excited. So before I play the video, I want to describe something, because he starts yelling prominences, prominences. Oh, look at the prominences, prominences. And it's the best way I can describe it, and I'm not a scientist, is prominences are a bit of plasma that comes off of the sun, which you really don't see. You don't get to see that part of the sun. But in a total solar eclipse, when the moon goes over the sun and you're able to actually look, then you get to see these. And so he starts yelling, prominences, prominences. Okay. Thanks. It's so cool. But then the other thing that he starts yelling, and this is something to look for that you only get to see in the path of totality. You can see I'm starting to get excited about this. Okay,
and
you'll see it in the video clip. I think they call it the wedding ring or engagement ring or something, a diamond ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
it's like Sauron's fire.
Right as it goes to go out of totality, right? There it creates this diamond ring looking like, because the way that it looks, and it, there's this little bulge out, and people wait for that moment, right? It's like the coolest thing ever. And so then he starts screaming, and I'm giving it all away, but it's still, I've watched this probably a dozen times, and I still laugh when I hear this guy because he is so enthusiastic about this. Okay, because clearly he's been through this before. So I'm just going to, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play this. It's 3.5 minutes long, but worth the whole time listening to this dude. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
All right, here we go. Now, am I still screen sharing sound with you, Scott? Yes, I am. Okay, yes. I'm going to make sure that you guys are going to hear this over there on Podbean. It's so awesome. Okay. Ooh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's the shadow. Wow, look at that. Here it comes. Oh, my God, look at it. Here comes the shadow. Look at that. It's like a tornado. Oh, my God, here we go. Here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here we go. Look at this. Oh my God, it's coming. The moon's shadow is coming. It is coming. Oh my God, here it comes. Look at this. I've never seen it like this ever. Only in a plane. No flashes. Oh my God, here we go. Look at it. Oh my God. Whoa, look at that. Oh my God, here we go. Oh my God, it's coming right over us like a storm. Look at this. Oh my God, we're getting close. Getting close. No filters. Oh my God, Corona, there it is. Diamond, Barry's Beads, diamond ring. Look at that, Corona, totality.
Now, it'll be,
oh my God. Look at that. Totality. Oh my God, it's look at those streamers. Look at the chromes. It's all prominences. Look at that. Prominences. Look at the moon. Red all around. Full shadow. Completely elongated. Oh my God. Look at that. Look at that streamer. 7 o'clock. Prominences. 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Streamers, look at that. Elongated. Oh my God. Look at that. Absolutely amazing. Oh my God. Totality. Oh, look at that. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. Look at that. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Look at that curved shadow. Look at that. Look at it coming in the light. Oh my God. Passing right in the shadow of the moon. Look at that. Look at those prominences. You can see them with your naked eye. This chromosphere. Look at that. Here comes the shadow. It's lifting up. It's going out. It's going out. Going up to the atmosphere. Oh, look at down there. Light. Oh, what is it? It's beating. It's oh, there's a flare. Look at that diamond ring. Look at that. Oh my God. Diamond ring. Ah, oh, look at that. Oh my God. Wow.
Okay, so that guy is, I want him to be my friend. It's just such an excited fellow. Like, I wish we all got that excited about things. When we saw the total solar eclipse in 2017, and we drove all the way down to Tennessee to see it because we wanted to be at like one of the longest places that was close to us that you could see it. There's cheering that goes on, right? I mean, you have to be there, guys. Like, I don't know how much more to tell you. You need to go to bardsfest.com and register to come. Like, and if you can't come to our events, you need to find a place in the path of totality where you can see it. Now, worth noting, you have to have glasses to be able to look at this. And I would like to dispel, take a moment. Scott, I don't know if you've heard this, and this actually heard this from some of my friends, unfortunately, and I love them. Love you. I love you. However, they said that there it's kind of a conspiracy that you need the glasses, but that it's actually good for your eyes to look at the total solar eclipse, which is garbage. Okay. That would be the conspiracy that they're trying to blind all the truthers that will believe this bunk. Okay. You don't look at the sun. Don't ever look into the sun. Never a good idea to look in the sun. It creates fire in a magnifying glass. Don't look into the sun. So, Scott, we're going to have glasses for these people, right? You're muted, honey. You're muted.
There, like that.
Yes.
Okay. Might have been why you couldn't hear me earlier.
Oh, were you talking?
Yeah, during the clip.
Oh, no. And I was talking over you. So Podbean was hearing you and hearing me talk over you.
No, because
no one was hearing you.
No one was hearing me. I was just moving my lips. If you're on the video, they're saying, what's wrong with him? Because his lips are moving, but he has no sound.
Okay.
That's right out of Pink Floyd. I hear your lips moving. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's Pink Floyd.
Right. I'm a little young for that.
Yeah, well.
We're going to have glasses for these people.
They know what I'm talking about. If they've listened to Pink Floyd, they know exactly what song I'm
sure
talking
about.
Sure they do. I know.
I'm just a child.
No.
Let me own
okay,
it.
Okay.
So I also wasn't allowed to listen to that kind of stuff anyway, so that could have something to do with it.
All right.
No, but we're going to have glasses. Please, guys, do the glasses. You will. If you're not coming to our events, you must have glasses. And you know what? I actually saw some in our local store today. I passed by a whole display that had them for sale.
Yes. And according to emergency management, you are supposed to bring with you 10 days worth of food and water. You are supposed to gas up your vehicle by the 4th of April. I love these events. This is literally, let me just finish because this is fantastic. You need to gas up your vehicle by the 4th of April. You're supposed to finish all your food shopping by the 6th of April. Don't have any appointments on the 8th of April. And then make sure you have enough food and water for 10 days. But with the caveat, enjoy the eclipse. They literally put that up. Enjoy the eclipse. Enjoy the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world as we know it. I would say it's just the beginning. I'm so excited about this thing. I don't have words.
Now let me just add another one because I'll bet there's a bunch of cures that are excited right now. All this right. Is the 10 days of darkness coming to us here.
Okay, here's the thing about the 10. Here's what I want to know, Scott.
Yeah, I'm going to clarify this, though. Just so we don't get confused, this event has 3 minutes and 24 seconds of darkness.
For us, yes.
Yes. And Rod Parker has, he's got it on his flyer, 4 minutes and 24 seconds. One more full minute longer.
A whole more minute.
That's unfair.
We
have exact a minute. Exact that minute.
Do they both end in 24?
Yeah, that's God.
That's weird because it's the year 24.
I used to find out some scripture 2:4. I wonder what Ephesians 2:4 is.
That's awesome.
I'm going to look.
I hope I'm making you guys excited enough to come to this. Because not only, so we've been talking about revival. You guys know revival well. You've come to Bard's Fest. You've come to the Dan Patch revival. You've come to the different places. You know, Scott's done revivals over there on the West Coast. And,
I did one in Kentucky.
Isaiah 61.
I did one in St. Louis. I just did it on the West Coast. Where that what happened? That happened.
Isaiah 61, I call that a revival. Deliverance revival. They're reviving people from the dead. So I know you guys get that part of it, and we're going to do that. But I also want to just even from a fun family event to come to that you don't want to miss out. I'm telling you, this is an event of a lifetime. Like, I don't know when else you're ever going to get to see something like this that's going to come this close. So let me put this into perspective, right, Scott? A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to, and I get that. First of all, first and foremost, Scott and I would say this, Leah would say this, don't go anywhere unless God tells you to go somewhere. Okay, but pray on it. But if you're saying to yourself, I don't want to go because it's just kind of too far to travel from like whatever state you're in or whatever. Well, if you're putting it into perspective, considering that like the next total solar eclipses that you could ever find will probably be in like Europe, okay? That's farther away than being able to travel. So it's actually like right in your backyard, even if you're like 7 or 8 states away, right? In comparison to this happening in 15 states in America. So from a fleshly, super cool, fun event to do, you will want to bring your family here to do this. Now, Scott, did you go over your Esther thing while I was gone?
No, because it doesn't relate directly to this. It was related to something else. So it was the lunar eclipses, which I didn't want to do right now.
Okay, well, that's fine. I do want to, if I may, I read this from time to time because it's not like my one prophecy, but it kind of is out of all the prophecies that I've had over the years, which I have many written in journals. This one has stood out to me more than any, and leading up to, and it was, it, I think God gave it to me like a year before I even found out about the total solar eclipse. And then the day that Leah found out about it, this is so fascinating. It was just before we were launching Resistance Chicks in 2017. There was not even a Resistance Chicks yet, I don't think. And Leah finds out about this total solar eclipse. And she's like, Michelle, this is so God. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And I said, Leah. And so we started looking into it. And we started that video that I just played for you guys. We watched this, that video then. And we started looking into how much of a significant event a total solar eclipse was and how people cheered and how it was just such an exciting event and astronomically and celestially and spiritually significant. And I said, Leah, I think I have a prophecy about this. So I went and I looked it up and I went and got it, and it's titled Our Eagle. And I want to read this to you guys because there's a couple things that stand out to me. Now, one of the things that's really, really interesting is that I don't know if you guys remember, but one of our dear friends and Scott's as well are Robert and Jamie Agee of Banners for Freedom. Okay, that's the name of their ministry, Banners for Freedom. They're in this prophecy. Okay, this is so wild. So when we went to a revival at their place on the 4th of July in 2022, I think, I read them this. Okay, in the day of the reign of the mountain, that great and terrible mountain, I shall stand high and proud, waving the flag, nay, the banner of freedom. With heads held high, held steady by the strength of freedom, we will look to where the finger of faith has pointed all along. Now, normally I like to read poems in one fell swoop, but this takes explanation. Scott will know this, and so will anybody that followed our event going to Plymouth, Massachusetts, and the monument to our forefathers. This prophecy, when it says, well, they will look to where the finger of faith has pointed all along, she's pointing up. Right? So this prophecy is saying that at whatever this is about, which I will tell you, it's about the total solar eclipse. I just didn't know that. It's about both of them at the time that I wrote it. It says they will look to where the finger of faith has pointed all along. So everybody's going to look to the sky, right? The cries of joy, and wait till you experience total solar eclipse and you will hear the cries of joy. The cries of joy will drown out the dying screams of the end of tyrannical imps. Those are demons, as they retreat in defeat to the depths of pure evil where they belong. And the eagle will once again fly over her people with vigor, pride, and strength, being raised high in glory. I believe that the eagle is representative of this total solar eclipse flying across the nation for the love and by the love of the country she'd been estranged from for almost a century. I think the eagle represents the Holy Spirit. As she makes her pass across the sky, over the monuments and memorials to our forefathers and the men who left all on the battlefield defending everything we hold dear, they slightly tip their hats to her as if to say, stay vigilant, guide them, never allowing them to lose sight of the real man who gave his life for the world. With wings outstretched as far as the eye can see, she lands in her nest we call America to comfort and reward her children for rising up and throwing off once again the choking chains of tyranny from a government who tried to tell them they couldn't live free in a country of liberty and justice for all. For those who would try to attack from outside, or to those children who would try to divide, she is always watching. She is the mother bird of prey, and you don't want to be caught in the firm grasp of her talons. She is our eagle, and she reports for our nation to our one God. That is a victorious prophecy.
I love that prophecy.
That is an end of tyranny, right? And so when we've got all of these people with kind of some end times fervor, and I don't know where everybody lands on that, but that's not what the Lord has spoken to me about the significance of this 7-year period where God puts his X across our nation and gives people 7 years to repent. Justice for the wicked, tyranny literally cut off. And that means that those that have been beaten down will start to arise.
I like this. This is good.
So there you go.
It's good. Like all of a sudden you're going to see eagles in the sky.
I wouldn't be surprised. Look for them. Look for them if you're at any total solar eclipse and see. I'm just telling you guys, we have every reason as the body of Christ to be excited about what God is doing, because over and over and over again.
Oh, by the way, did you know that the F-15 is nicknamed the Eagle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. And just for note, Scott just interrupted me, and I don't care. Okay, just for everybody to note that. It's not always Michelle interrupting.
Right.
This is what people don't seem to understand holistically. They're like, oh, God's going to do big stuff. Well, you know when God does big stuff, it's towards the wicked, right? And everybody's terrified. Like the judgment's going to come on the righteous and on the wicked. Well, with the children of Israel, when the plagues came on Egypt, the children of Israel were saved from the plagues, man.
Gonna be fine. Just stay in prayer. If you're freaking out over this thing, don't. If you're staying home because of all the fear porn, just shut it off. Come to the event. You'll be good. And here's the deal. You can't go wrong. You really can't. Like, something happens, we're all together. All in the body of Christ. We already have life. So come on over. Have a good time. Have some barbecue. Enjoy some darkness. Have the power of God flow through you and hear the screams of evil fall into the pit of hell. That's good.
So
I like that.
I love this from Nikki. She's texting me during the show. she's so awesome. She said, Salem, South Carolina is where I lived in 2017. And she got a picture of totality. Look at this. See?
Oh, wow. Check that out.
Isn't that awesome? Wow. That's Nikki's picture. And now she does say, she says, yes, you're right about totality, meaning you have to be in it to experience it. And she says, I'll be your giddy friend. No glasses for me. Nikki, you're going to be wearing the glasses, girl. Okay.
Yep.
Wearing the glasses. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this chick.
She's awakening her pineal gland. That's what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. So I am, you guys can tell, you know, you can call us the Pilgrims Girls and you can call us the Eclipse Girls. We got a couple, you know, claims to fame. This is, I'm so excited about this. What?
I didn't know you're called the Pilgrim.
Everybody calls us the Pilgrim Girls because we're like obsessed with the Pilgrims.
I was at the event. I didn't know that. How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know. It just did. It's one of those things. You know, I think started that, Michael Beatty.
Oh, Michael Beatty.
He was one of the people that started that. They just call us the Pilgrim Girls. I don't know. It's just a thing. So I cannot encourage you guys enough to come and join us on April 8th. Like, I don't have it. Scott, when you pray.
I'm driving across country for 4 days.
That's so, that says a lot.
Giddy up. Let's go.
Giddy up.
Yeah, and then after the event, I'm adding to the family.
you're adopting.
Yes, I'm adopting. A boy and a girl.
Mika
and Ezekiel. Yep.
Big puppies.
They're big puppies.
Do
that
they
will grow
shed?
To once a year.
Oh, that's not bad. So that's like my husky. Okay, not so bad.
They blow their coat once a year.
So we have a Swiss Mountain Dog staying with us. She got here today. And so I've been thinking about you because, like I said on the show, she goes to the water bowl and then she brings some to share with you. So you do have to have the rag, but she also sheds like crazy. Said we're going to have to charge the client a shedding fee because it's just like this black hair everywhere.
Yeah, my Jeep is going to be packed differently this time.
Yeah.
Because the back seat is going to be two puppies.
Right. Puppies that are the size of regular dogs.
Right. That's what most people would call a dog when you get a Tibetan Mastiff. In a puppy, that's a puppy, what most people call a regular dog.
They're going to think you have Labradoodles.
Right. And so when you get a full-size Mastiff, Tibetan Mastiff, you end up with something that looks about the size of a calf. And that's what you have, two of them, and you walk them, one on each arm, and they literally, like, you hope that they don't run. I've already told Paul Cantrell to prepare the camera because there's probably going to be some point when they're dragging me across the land. Going to be the best.
That's why you're working out, though, right? So you can be stronger than the dogs.
At least on par.
Right. Pumping the
on
iron.
On par.
Pumping the old I'm iron.
Something.
So.
But this is going to be the Bards Nation Paladins. Protectors. That's what I'm nicknaming you. Bards That's Nation good. Paladins.
That's good.
Going to be protector of the protector of the word.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And don't bother us.
Don't mess with the paladins.
But no, true story. I want to tell this story because this is really awesome. So the breeder was telling me, she's wonderful. She's part of Bards Nation and part of Resistance Nation. You know that.
Yes.
So their son brought their dog. And one of their dogs, one of the main dogs they have, not the puppies, out in public and was socializing. And there was one particular person the dog would not let near. And they were like very surprised because everyone was friendly. And this guy was kind of friendly. And the dog literally would not let him near, mm-hmm. would not let that guy near her son. And this is what actually happened later. That guy was a pedophile and was trying to recruit her son because he was.
Yeah, you told me this.
Sending his son. Amazing. Like, and this dog sensed it. And I was like, I'm sold. I want that's a dog for me right there. They didn't even have to be trained to do that.
That's awesome.
It's like they're already inbred to hate pedophiles. I'm like, dog, I'm just give them surgery right now.
Oh my gosh, Scott Kesterson.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I never know. Yeah. Okay, so I am right. I was right. Okay, I knew this was right. All right, hang on a second.
Someone just wrote this true. Lynn's just said in the chat, they smell evil. Absolutely.
They do.
They can sense
smell evil.
And they know demons. So it's going to be awesome. They're great protectors. Go ahead.
No, I'm still trying to find these days.
What are we talking about?
The days of the, there was a correlation, like I said earlier, between the days of the 19, what year was it again? 18 eclipse. And the 2017 eclipse, and then the 1925 solar eclipse, and the 2024 total solar eclipse. So I'm trying to find those. And I'm not, I can't, they're not, I'm just missing that there was a significance there. But if I find it, we'll talk about it later. So yeah, I hope that you guys are encouraged. We're going to, we're going to have revival and we're going to usher in Scott's puppies.
Yeah. They're not going to be with me.
No, I know, but it's like a revival ushers in. You're going to go get them.
Maybe I should go there first and bring them out.
You could.
It might be an idea. I might do that. We'll talk about
that. You have to leave early.
No, I'd have to just go there first and come back.
Okay.
I'm only 4 hours away.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. That's not that far.
Yeah, well, so here's some historical, here's some interesting other points just want to hit. These are kind of interesting, fun factoids for those out here. First in 38 years, the 2017 total eclipse was the first in the contiguous USA in 38 years. The first one before 2017 was 1979, February 26th, with totality in the Northwest, including Mount St. Helens, 1 year before her eruption. That's a positive thing. Buckle up. It's going to be something. And I was there for that, too. I saw the first eruption of Mount St. Helens. I was coming around a turn. Coming
That's
into
fascinating.
Portland. Yeah, it is. It was pretty amazing to watch. I'm sorry. That was the second eruption. And the first one, I was down here in Roseburg. The second time it erupted, I was, which didn't, it wouldn't, the magnet wasn't as big, but it was a small one. I misspoke. All right, seven cities named Salem. Salem, Oregon.
Yeah.
The capital of Oregon, which is a cesspool of witches evil, was the first major city in the U.S. to see totality. Salem is shorthand for Jerusalem, mm-hmm. means peace in Arabic, and is related to the Hebrew shalom.
Yes.
The eclipse path, we already went over that, went over seven towns, got that. Echoes of government and Lincoln. This is something you were alluding to earlier. The eclipse was first visible on the U.S. soil at Government Point, Oregon. The first town in totality was Lincoln City, Oregon. It also went over Lincoln Point, Wyoming, Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a state capital, 99.6% at Lincoln, Missouri, and 98.4% totality in Lincoln's birthplace in Kentucky.
That's awesome.
That's what you were.
Nashville. And you know what? First, so what do we think of when we think of Abraham Lincoln? We think of emancipation, right? And so, you know, there's one phrase that people keep using for abortion, which I love, actually, is emancipation. And I just kind of, I like that a lot, this idea of emancipating the murdered unborn.
So here's some anniversaries that are kind of interesting. 500th, the interesting historical yearly anniversaries of 2017 eclipse, or just of 2017. 500th, and this is in 2017, 500th anniversary of Protestant Reformation.
Nice.
500th anniversary of the first defeat of Spanish conquistadors in the Americas at the Battle of Champtun. And that was what is now Mexico. 500th anniversary of the first official European delegation to China. 100th anniversary of Balfour Declaration. That's interesting, which was a disaster. 100th anniversary of U.S. entrance into World War I. 100th anniversary of Russian Bolshevik Revolution. Wow, these are a lot of crazy ones. These are all darkness. 100th anniversary of birth of John F. Kennedy. 50th anniversary of Jewish control of Jerusalem. And 50th anniversary of American Summer of Love. Interesting. So just an interesting day. There's so many correlations here. It's not even, you can't make this up. You just can't make it up.
So Scott, do you think we're making more of a big deal about this than we should?
No, I don't. I think that when you, I think if you take it topically and just go like, oh, it's going to go through a couple of cities, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think when you start digging into this and you look at both of them and you realize all that has happened and all the places they go, I think you get very humbled very quickly, because mm-hmm. this is in the possibility. And here's what I get out of all of this. And this was actually really came out of prayer this morning. So I'll call it a word, but it came out of prayer this morning. And it correlates with the words you just read. And we've talked about this, but truly, God is not done. If there's anything message you get out of this eclipse, God is not done with America. Mm-hmm. He's not done. He's going to awaken his people. And one of the things that one of the words that I've had, Pete Chambers has had, I think you and Leah had it, and others have had it. I know Rod Parker had it, Pastor Rod Parker, is that we were intended to take the word into the world.
Come on.
And our churches have failed and are broken. So God is now bringing the world to us. And so as we are looking in fear of what we call illegal aliens, this is the body of Christ coming to us. God is bringing his children in, and he's telling us this is the moment now to reach out. We have to bring them to teach them the gospel. And then as things shift, whatever's going to happen, I'm already convinced that many of these people are going to leave on their own free will. Mm. It's not, you hear this saber rattling of Trump, are going to round up 22 million people. I don't think that's the case. There's a fantastic thing that happened today. It was actually caught on film. It was a fantastic piece. And it was a sheriff that caught an illegal alien, whatever we're going to call him. He came across the border and he was in tears. And what had happened is he tells this story. The cartel went into his village and forced him to come across the border. Now we're getting a different glimpse of this immigration thing, right? Mm-hmm. And he just said, I want to go home. Huh. I just want to go home. Sheriff gave him a hug, put him in the vehicle, and they were arranging to get him back. I mean, it's just, there's a different story here when we get past the killer cartel model that is invading this country. And I'm pretty clear about that. Those that come here to do harm to people, we will send you home in whatever form is appropriate for your level of evil. And if that means you get a body bag or a Ziploc bag, I don't know. But one way or the other, you're leaving. And then you have the other side of this, which is those that come here that are actually coming here, they're under a wrong contract. That's the problem. Is that so many people have been promised a wrong contract that I believe the right way to handle this is to vet them.
Yeah.
Not BlackRock, Blackstone, Vanguard, State Street are all trying to do, which is destroy us by permanently putting them in. Here's, in all this, it's important. And this event somehow is tying all that together. I just know that in my heart and my gut, I don't know how. And I don't know that it's going to be instant. That's the one thing I think you and I have talked about this a lot. We talked about it yesterday, I think, is the idea that this event is not necessarily going to happen immediately.
Oh, you mean this goes to Leah's word that she gave us yesterday.
Right. That's right. Leah's word. So, and do you have that word?
Yeah, I do actually.
This is an important word. I think everybody needs to hear this word because this is a really good word Leah gave. And it's literally about, at the core of this word is patience.
Right.
And it's the heart of God. Heart of God is to bring his children to him, not to like, oh, you all Patriots MAGA people are having a bad day. Let me fix it for you with Trump. That's not what this word is. Mm-hmm. And you all heard me say the same thing. I don't subscribe to that philosophy. We shift this nation to a core of Christ. I don't care who that offends. And we get back to a principal foundation of what our founding fathers intended, where this was to be a place where all could come and worship, but our founding principles and everything was tended to be those of Christ, anchored in Christ. That's how we should be. And so with that, you have Leah's word. Go ahead.
What is it to me to save by few or many? What is it to me to change the world in a day? A day, you say? Yes, yes, a day. Sooner than you can say, look, I will have accomplished my work. For as I came in the fiery clouds in a white steed in times past, the vision of the king in the clouds was brief and did not last. The judgment will be quick and fast, painful for a moment, like setting a shoulder. But the fire of my judgment will continue to smolder. The fire will not be put out for days, years, or even decades. For the fire will be my smelting and melting pot to continue to refine all of the drossy metal in people's hearts.
Dross is the what you're separating when you're refining silver. It's what you get rid of, right? So to refine the silver to purity, you have to get rid of the dross.
Yeah.
So that's a real good word, because I like, there's two parts about it: swift justice and judgment, mm-hmm. which whenever that happens. And then with that, the continuation of refinement, refining fires over time.
Yeah.
Which is the body of Christ, which is wonderful.
And
good
it's
word.
Going to continue to go. Right? Like, that's what we're looking at. That's why it's not that you have anything to fear, but it is really important to get your house in order, to repent, to get your life right with God, and to put yourself on the path. It's like, it reminds me of the children of Israel when the angel of death was going to come. They were told to put the blood on the doorpost, right? And so when, again, speaking of Jonah and Nineveh, God will always give a chance and opportunity to repent, which is what I truly believe the 7 years between 2017 and 2024 has been. This is, and what was smack dab in the middle, and I mean literally smack dab in the middle of this 7 year bookend, 2020. Like, you're looking at COVID. The COVID con was smack dab in the middle, giving people a very real and true sense of what tyranny looks like and if they wanted to choose it.
Okay. I'm going to add this to this. I'll see if I can send this to you real quick, if I can find it. If not, I'll just talk it. There's a clip I came across today.
Is it the one you sent me already on Telegram?
No, we're going to do that at the end. This is it right here. Let me get it right here.
I'm going to send it to me on email. Because yes, if I pull up the chat, it'll move everything.
Yeah, no, I'm going to send it to you on email.
Okay.
This is what we're going to play here in a moment. Once I get my email up, is we're going to play a clip of what's titled Meet Generation Alpha. Now, I guess this is the new generation coming up. And I was like really skeptical, and I was like, okay, what are we getting into here? And I was stunned. So wait till you hear this. Let me just get this over to Michelle real quickly. I'll send you the link. Hang on a minute. Sorry. Take me just a second. I should have sent it earlier, but we got it. Okay. I send it over to you. It's on Telegram. So I just sent it to you right now. And it's coming over. All right. So it's interesting, because when you hear this clip, it really, what struck me was, is this why they are going so hard at the youth? Is something bigger happening here that we don't see, because so much focus is on the destruction of the youth? And in fact, what's so important about this is it even double downs on the principle of why we ourselves have to truly protect these youth. I think there's something massive here. Did you get it?
No, it still hasn't come to my, oh, there it is right there.
Okay.
Got it.
So this is really amazing. So I'm convinced that there's something much bigger going on here with these youth. And it's not just trying to corrupt the youth. I think that they're truly gifted in the sense of truly have God on their hearts and tattooed on their hearts when they arrive.
Okay.
Wait till you hear this clip.
What are your thoughts on millennials?
I mean, it's pretty fire. I wish I could go back and meet some of my ancestors.
What?
The drip wasn't as good.
What does drip mean?
Like style. Yeah, like if you see me right now, you say I'm jerkier.
If you want to call somebody cool, what would you say? Like
probably like mad lit on God or something.
What?
Mad lit on God?
Yeah,
like G-O-D?
Yeah, mad lit on God, no cap.
Mad lit on God, no cap.
Nailed it.
Nope.
Oh my. Okay.
That's out of the blue. I think there's something bigger going on here. I think these kids coming in have God tattooed right on their heart, and I think they're just lit.
Amen.
And I think this is why this group is so fearful.
You can only have the absence of God for so long before it's people start to crave it. You know, rebellion to a rebellious law is obedience to God. And the only way to actually rebel today, you know, smoking, cussing, drinking, drugs, all of that used to be the way to rebel. But when everybody's doing that, when everybody's sleeping around, well, to rebel against society would be to remain abstinent and to keep yourself from those types of things.
Well, and we're seeing glimpses of that in Gen Z. And then this is supposed to be Gen Alpha. And this is why I caught this. I was like, wow. I mean, these kids are literally to be, you just get the sense of it. It's just one tiny little clip. But I just think it's fantastic because it just struck me today. It's like, are these kids that we are now coming in that have God has brought into this world, do they literally have him tattooed on their heart and they're like already in the groove and they're like, no, we're done. And this is why the evil is trying so hard to screw them up. Why don't you play that clip? It's about 5 minutes and it's worth playing. It's a really great perspective as we start to wrap things up tonight.
Okie dokie. Let me actually grab this the way that I just, where did you send that to me on email, right? Can you send this? Can you play this tonight? I just figured out with Telegram, I can, here we go. Open it up in my browser, which is a lot easier than the, here we go. Got it. Oh, media is too big. Hang on. It's going to, let's see if it'll play it. Oh, I'm going to have to do it in Telegram. Hang on 1 second. That's fine. Okay. I think I can still screen. Well, it'll play the audio.
That's so many.
Is anybody else just fed up with the absolute distraction, deception, lies that everything feels like? It's really hard when you're awake and you have such a deep, deep awareness. It's lonely. It's lonely because no one understands you. People start to think you're crazy. I've been, you know, isolated, essentially. I feel like God has isolated me to a point where I am forced to work on my relationship with him. I am forced to find peace in him. And when you find that, it's not something you want to let go of, and you crave more and more and more of it. And you go through this so many times that you start to just feel different. You start to live life differently. It's hard for me to ignore deception. Things going on in the royal family, things going on in Hollywood, things going on with the elites. Like, we all know what's going on. Most of us at this point are awake to it, but you start to see it so fast and so clearly, and it's kind of a lonely place to be because you start speaking out about the truth, which is crazier than fiction sometimes, and it's crazy to people, and they don't understand it. And when you are living with such a deep understanding of the truth, and you know, and you can spot so clearly when someone is walking in true Jesus ways and when they're not, and I'm not perfect, I'm not even close, but I do my best to live like the Bible wants us to live, right? And when you see other people being deceptive, and then there's all these people out there that, you know, will be so quick to cry, oh, you're such a conspiracy theorist. Like, we're talking about living in truth here, okay? It's not even about the actual theories that are happening. It's just that we're clear that there's deception. And we just want the truth at this point. We want to live with honesty and transparency. And man, it's just, it's so hard. And I find myself in such a deep awareness of God and protecting my peace so much that it's hard to be around other people. The meaningless, what's the weather doing today? You know, what'd you do this weekend? Oh yeah, we're going on a trip. All that stuff is just, it's fine, but it's not, I crave honesty and truth and transparency and deep connections with people and deep conversations about life, about what's going on in our world, about God, about, you know, how hard it is to be awake sometimes, to be walking in a more biblical way and turning your life over to Jesus and what that looks like. And it's, I find it tough. Even people that are, you know, in the church, I feel like are all hiding something. You know, we're not being honest and truthful with each other because we're either ashamed or we feel guilty or whatever. But, you know, it's so important that we can, I recently heard it's so important that we confess these things and confess our lives and be truthful and be honest. And that's what I want. And finding people who understand that, I mean, it's like, where? It's funny because I see people on this app and I'm like, I know they're out there, right? Like, we know that there are other people like us out there, but how come they're not in my friend circle? Why don't they live closer? Why are they not in my immediate friend circle? It's just a lonely place sometimes. Being awake is extremely lonely. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. And what do you do with that? It's why I just keep digging in deeper. You know, I just dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm doing this Bible study right now about, you know, our identities in Christ. And it's like, man, I've had it wrong this whole time. I have literally worried more about what my title has been at my job, my friends have thought about my situation or circumstances, what my relationships have said about whether I'm worthy to be chosen or valued or respected or not, that like I've completely lost sight of what we should be looking at, and that is God, and God first and foremost. And now I see darkness and evil so easily. It's hard. I can't listen to the same music I used to listen to. I don't see Hollywood the same. I don't see elites the same. I see the deception. I see everything for what it is. And it's like, man, everything that we thought we knew is not what we knew. Mm. It's not. And finding people that understand that and can like really go into those conversations, it's difficult to find. But if you're out there and you're one of me, just know that I'm out here too. So we're not alone.
I love this so much. And this is what I would say. She needs to find more friends. Because I live in a world, Mr. Kesterson, where most of the people in my circle are awake, right? Like, God has blessed me to find these people, and when I find them, I don't let them go. And you got, it's all a matter of who you surround yourself with, right? And pray and ask God to send you those people. But at the same time, I actually, the one part that I'm so glad that she hit on is this, well, two parts actually, this craving of deep conversation. Like, you can't just talk about the weather anymore, right? It's conversations around our house or with other people or strangers. Like when we were at the hospital with my mom, they weren't surface. They always went directly deep, because I think most people actually crave those deep conversations as well. They just don't know how to get into them.
I'm going to add a couple of things on this. I think it's important. One, I think that we live in a very fortunate and very blessed place, both in the communities, but also as a spokesman in these communities. Mm-hmm. They were very able to touch many people more than mm-hmm. a lot of people. I think there's a lot of truth, especially as she referenced church.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of this in there that just isn't truthful in the heart, or they're holding back. I think that, and I want to say this because it's very much on my heart. I'm very grateful for Resistance Nation and Bars Nation.
Yeah,
these are 100%. Good people. And we've built communities online that have built into real relationships in the flesh. And it's very rare. And it's something that is exactly reverse of how the typical church is built. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for people to understand it if you haven't been in it.
Yeah.
And so when we have our festivals and we come together, whether it's this event or whether the past festivals or the ones to come, the intensity that we are able to build, the power of Holy Spirit that's able to come in, is because the hearts are so prepared. Yeah. It's literally preparing the heart for the moment, right?
And which I think has that's been why these events are so important, because a lot of you do live in a community or a space, or your life is such where just for whatever reason, you aren't crossing paths with the people that are awake. And there are so many of us, okay? But for whatever reason, you feel alone and isolated. And I totally get that. But what community.bardsnation.com, what all of the different Bards Fests that we do are for, is so that you can make those connections when you don't have them in your real life. But I do want to emphasize something, and I said this and I kind of glossed over it really quickly. I'm serious when I say, if you don't have people that you can have these conversations with, just ask God to bring them into your life, and he will. Like, pray, make that your prayer. God, please give me people in my life that I can actually, and here's the thing. Sometimes God's not going to bring you people that are already awake, but he'll bring you people that their hearts are soft enough that if you talk to them, then you can make them awake, and then you can start having conversations with them. So it takes a little work.
Yeah. So let me add a word to what, because I've said this word in the past, and it ties in with what that clip said. You said, you know, I look at these people and I know you're out there, but you're not near me. Right. Well, that's exactly the point. God has sprinkled his children across this nation and across this world. And if there's one thing that these communities online have proven, is that we can come together in the body of Christ and not have to be exactly next to each other. And so one of the beautiful things that this has done is it's allowed us to realize what it's like to step in to being disciples and apostles and into these worlds where we're actually able to bring that community. And exactly as you said, to bring them into the world and bring people to Christ and understand that our role isn't for us, it's for him. I think that's where the mission is. And when we step away from the me and we go to the place of Father, then we're truly walking in the purpose and intent that we're to be here. So it's really good. I've had a great night. I think we covered a lot of stuff.
We did. I want to add what Leah just yelled down the stairs. She said, why don't you tell them how we were alone for 20 years? I don't know that it was exactly 20 years, but it was a while, at least 15. And so sometimes God does take you through a desert of people that you can be, you know, and you're alone. Now, granted, my family and I, we're a unit of three, right? So we weren't exactly alone, but it's kind of like, you know, you and your spouse or whatever. Sometimes you feel isolated even though you have your spouse. Like, you sometimes with Leah and my mom and I, we felt isolated even though we had each other. And God takes you through those seasons of dryness. And in that, he is preparing you for the people to come into your life, for you or you to go into other people's lives. And that's, you know, these are just the seasons that we go through. I mean, when you look at Paul, it took him, like, on the one hand, you could say it was fast-tracked into the ministry. But on the other hand, he had to take some time to, you know, Jesus revealed himself and he was trained, and you're not always going to jump right into having a giant community. So Scott, I do need to ask a production question here. I'm springing on you. Rod Parker did an awesome promo video for this. Okay. I want to do one with you, and I can press record literally right now while everybody's with us, and we could just do like a 2.5 minute promo, and then it's done. It's like almost ready to go right here live on the show. Because what I was thinking is your show has the outro that you do, and we wouldn't be able to do it afterwards. Like live, behind the scenes, everybody gets to hear the
promo. Oh, my goodness. You're doing one of those.
Like, you know.
I think it's possible. Is that what you want to do?
All I would have to do is press record, and you would just lead into it, and short and sweet.
Let's do it.
Ready? This was one take only.
I do that every day.
On the fly. Are you ready? You're going to lead it, and I'll just jump in. I'll interrupt you.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Let's go. April 7th, April 8th, and April 8th's the main event. This is the eclipse of a lifetime, and you don't want to miss it. We're doing an event up in Brookville, Ohio. We're bringing together the patriots all over the nation that want to join, with the main focus of people that will be there, people you want to meet. If you're not part of Bard's Nation and part of Resistance Nation, then you want to come. And if you're part of Bard's Nation and part of Resistance Nation, get on up there. It's going to begin on April 7th, Sunday evening at 5 p.m., where we are literally going to light this evening off with prayer, worship, revival. We're going to do the whole thing, and we're going to pray for repentance of our nation. And then that we're going to go as late as we need to with the Holy Spirit, and then coming up the next morning, starting at 10 a.m. through the whole day and right through the middle of the total darkness, we're going to be doing revival, and we're going to be doing prayers, and we're going to do worship, and we're literally going to bring the power of God and Holy Spirit into our lives and into the nation. So join us. You want to be there. It's one of the most biggest events of your life. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be something that will transform you. It will lift you. It will raise you. It will literally transform everything you are in life. And if you don't think it's going to be that big, just come and find out, because it's going to be that great. We're excited to have you. We're excited to celebrate the glory of God. We're excited to be part of something more significant than any of us can comprehend. The places it's doing, what it's representing, all of the amazing things that it's doing, going through the cities of Nivana and all these other events. If you just study what this eclipse is about, it's undeniable that it's literally the touch of God. So come with us. Be with us. Travel the journey with us. Be with us. You need to go to bardsfest.com, and click on the registration buttons. We want you to register beforehand. We want you to be there. Small donation, whatever you can afford or can't, we still want you there, because this is an event that transforms the world. This is when God's speaking. He speaks in signs and wonders. And this is a time to experience it together, together in prayer, together in worship, and truly in the glory of our Father as our nation is transformed and evil is crushed. We're going to be part of it. We're going to lead it, and we're going to celebrate it.
And if you can't make it to Ohio, you can head down to Texas, Clamato, Texas, with Pastor Rod Parker. They're also going to be having a revival. Both events can be found once again on bardsfest.com. If you are in a city that only has 99% of totality, it's not enough. You will not get to experience the amazing effects of a total solar eclipse that is a once in a lifetime, or twice if you were there in 2017, opportunity for those in America. This is something that will shake you to your core. You must come if you can. Pray about it. Take a step of faith, go to bardsfest.com and register and tell everybody that you know this is the event of a lifetime. And I promise you, you will not go home the same.
Jesus says he's at the door and waiting to be let in. Open the door, let him in, set his place at the table and sit down and dine. And that's what we are going to do. And what you will leave, you will not leave as you came. You will be transformed. That we know.
Amen. We'll see you April 8th.
April 8th. See you there. God bless.
Ding, 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 ding. I think that was pretty
good,
right? You all
got the behind the scenes recording of a live promo. There you go.
That was fun. We should do live promos more often.
So, and that was not bad.
Nikki, it was so funny. I just told Leah this afternoon, I said, we need to do a promo like Rod Parker. He's showing us up. I mean, we're the media people. He's just a pastor.
I'm not getting shown up by Rod Parker.
I'm not going to do it either.
Not a chance.
No way,
I don't care if that man does write. I don't care if that man does write good songs.
That's awesome. Okay, so I hope you guys have enjoyed tonight's show and you're rip-roaring and ready to go to join us April 8th. I mean, I don't know what else we can do to tell you to get there, man.
Just get there. All right, let's pray. You lead. Let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to come and present one of the most amazing celestial events that will be seen in North America, especially in our lifetime. Something that's of such significance that the angels will be blowing their trumpets and demons will be fleeing and screaming in terror at what you are doing in this sky. And I just thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit is going to descend on this nation, and judgment and justice and grace and mercy and righteousness are going to flow forth through the sword of the Spirit as you come riding on the clouds, Lord God. And I don't mean riding on the clouds as some sort of end times thing, but just riding on the clouds and just coming and showing yourself mighty. And I pray that there will be healings. I thank you that there's going to be prophecies. There's going to be words of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And when people come and they just want a touch from you, they won't just get a touch, but they will just get slammed. I thank you, Lord God, that the people that are coming and they need something. Maybe they need finances. Maybe they need land. They need gold and silver. They need horses. They need whatever it is that you've placed on on their heart. I pray that when they come on April 8th, you will plant that seed in them. And when they go home, they will have what they need to head forth into this monumental future that you are laying out before us. We may not know exactly what it is, but we know that it's going to be significant and that you are going to move and that you are preparing your saints for the work of the ministry. I thank you, Father God, that this revival that is going to spring out of April 8th, like Leah's word, not only will the judgment and the justice continue to smolder, but the revival will not just smolder like coals, but it'll be a flame. It will be like the fiery furnace that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in, that anybody that gets in contact with somebody that was in this total solar eclipse, they'll just get slain in the spirit. They'll get healed. They'll get raised from the dead. When your shadow passes by these people, they'll just start popping up and they'll get filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they'll go make more disciples and more disciples and more disciples. And we will see the greatest exponential growth of the body of Christ in the next year than we have seen in a lifetime. So, Lord God, I just thank you that this event is so significant that you have been preparing your church for years for this one moment. And I just pray that you bless Bard's Nation, that you bless the people that have been praying for this, that the people that are donating into the property at Flemingsburg, the people that are donating so that other people can come to this event on April 8th, Lord God, that this Bard's Nation and the Resistance Chicks family will find themselves the lenders and not the borrowers. They will find themselves above and not beneath. And this isn't a prosperity movement preaching. This is Deuteronomy 28. And we have come to you, Father God, and we have said that we want to restore the ancient past like Jeremiah 6:16. In Jeremiah 6:16, they didn't do it, but we say yes. And so Father God, I thank you that because we say yes, that we are going to get the blessings of Deuteronomy 8 and 28. We'll be blessed in the field. Our wombs will be blessed. Our animals will be blessed. The work of our hand will be blessed. Because we have said yes to the ways that you want us to live, that we have turned our backs on corporatocracy. We've turned our backs on the fiat dollar. We've turned our backs on all of this technology and the first and second and third and fourth and 800th industrial revolution. We just say no. We just say, Jesus, we want to go back to the garden with you, and we will find our way living when we do that. And so, Lord God, I just thank you that you're going to bless this event. Everybody that's supposed to be there will be there. And anyone that's not supposed to be there, you will block their path from getting there. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this evening, for a time for us to come together and truly reflect on the significance of what is to come. Father, we just ask that what is the seeds that are placed tonight will truly sprout and grow, and they will start to grow in a mighty way to inspire those to come together, to assemble, and to truly celebrate this most significant event, event in a lifetime.
Come on.
Father, there's so much meaning in this that's greater than we can comprehend, as you always do. And so we're humbled and truly humbled and blessed to be in such a time as this, to truly be part of one of the greatest rescue missions in the history of mankind. So, Father, we just ask that the hearts be lifted, that the power of the Holy Spirit lifts people up to see the light, not to see the darkness.
Come on.
And to remember that one of the most obvious elements of this is literally a time when we will go from dark to light. So let us celebrate the light. Let us celebrate your glory. Let us celebrate the power of Holy Spirit. Let us celebrate all that this event is. Whatever is to come, we know that you have all things in control, that the whispers and lies of the devil are being crushed, that he is nothing in comparison to all that you are. So Father, for those moments when we doubt that and our minds wander, forgive us. We repent for that. For those moments that we walk in fear, we repent for that and forgive us. For now we bind fear and we bind those doubts. And may this moment as well be one of great deep healing, that any shame that we carry, we remember why Christ was on the cross, truly to release ourselves from shame and to be reborn and rebuilt within him. So Father, let this moment be that. And if all things here of this event, may it be an event that is so profound in people's hearts that they literally walk in a different way. They walk with the light of Christ flowing through them. They walk with a presence and knowledge of who he is. And may that transformation alone be so profound that once they leave this event, that they go into the world as disciples, truly sent into the world to carry his light and his word. And fundamentally, the world changes. So, Father, we thank you for this hour and thank you for this time. And we bless everybody that's been here tonight. We're grateful for what you've allowed us to assemble, both in Resistance Nations and Bard's Nation. And we look forward to these events when we come together in the flesh to literally empower each other, to lift each other, and to raise each other, to love thy brother, which is probably one of the most important tenets ever given to us. Bless us, guide us, give us the discernment we need, and protect us all. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a great show. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mr. Kesterson. We were not going to go for 2 hours, but we did.
We did. So happy birthday, Patriot Gallery.
Happy birthday, Patriot Gallery. She's had a great birthday.
And happy birthday, Teddy.
Happy birthday, Teddy Bear. We love Bear.
You do. All right. Well, Patriots, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Coffee and Jesus. We're going to knock it out of the park. Until then or until the next time. God bless. Good night. Thank you.
And out for now.
Let me get back in my body. Oh.